Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Well Then podcast, a show where we talk about all things physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being so that you can live your most vibrant and love-filled life. I'm your host, Megan Scherer, and today I'm answering a question that I have gotten on social media a lot, and that is how to deal with being ghosted. It's not fun, right? I think all of us can admit that it sucks when somebody rejects us. It sucks when we thought we had a connection with somebody and all of a sudden they just disappear. That lack of clarity and that lack of closure can feel confusing, it can feel hurtful, it can end up putting us in a really dark place, especially if it triggers upon some of our core wounds, which we will talk about in this episode. But before we even get into the steps of how to deal with being ghosted, I wanted to acknowledge first that it's okay if it really, really hurts. I think sometimes we think that we should be able to move on quickly if, like, we hadn't been on any or many dates with that person, or we didn't know them that long, or maybe we were in a situationship with them, so it wasn't even a quote unquote real relationship, and we think we should be able to just move past it. But the reality is, ghosting is a form of rejection and abandonment, and it can bring up really deeply seated core wounds. So the very first step, honestly, in the process that I'm going to outline is just acknowledging that it hurts. When you acknowledge that there's pain there, rather than repressing it or ignoring it or trying to run from it, and then you do the work to seek to understand why it hurts, you can actually use your experience to learn and grow and expand and create space to attract more of what you want rather than falling into that same pattern over and over again. If you're somebody who has been ghosted a lot and it feels like, oh my gosh, there's just nobody out there who knows how to communicate, there's nobody who is emotionally available or wants what I want, it's more often than not an indicator that we've got some unconscious core wounding on replay. Because the truth is, there are great people out there. There are people who are willing to do the hard work of communicating, of showing up, of asking for what they want, and letting you know when it's something that's not a fit for them. But if we're not finding those people, it's usually because we're in that cycle of an old core wound playing itself out. So when we acknowledge that it hurts and we can understand why it hurts, that leads us into this exploration of childhood wounds, of past relational or attachment trauma, and asking yourself the important question, what does this remind me of? So yes, even if nothing like this had ever happened in the past, it would suck to have somebody that I was excited about or interested in no longer following up with me and not giving me any explanation for it. That would hurt for no other reason than that just sucks. And if it reminds you on a conscious or subconscious level of something from your past, it's probably going to hurt a lot more and feel way more blown out of proportion. So let's say you never really felt like you fit in as a kid. You always felt a little bit different or rejected. Or maybe you had a parent who left. Maybe you had a parent who died. Maybe you had a parent who was just emotionally absent and you never really felt seen or gotten by them. If there's any history of any feelings of rejection or abandonment, then getting ghosted is going to hurt a lot more than it would otherwise. When you can identify those core wounds and work with them on a somatic and subconscious level, helping those younger parts of you begin to understand and get their needs met in a way that they weren't in the past, you're not only healing the present day wound, but you're healing the pattern and you're getting yourself out of the pattern. And that's everything. That's so pivotal to be able to say, oh, this thing I'm feeling doesn't just hurt because it hurts present day. It also hurts because some parts of me from my past are coming online to get their needs met and to express how they feel. So that's the first thing. We want to acknowledge that it hurts and understand why. The second thing you do when you're navigating how to deal with being ghosted is to use it as an opportunity to get more clear on what you do want. Obviously, you want to not be ghosted, right? That much is clear. But what would be a more empowered, opposite version of being ghosted? It would be somebody who knows how to openly and honestly communicate with you. Obviously, the ideal choice would be that you want someone who chooses you back, where there's reciprocity. But even in dating experiences where it's not a good fit on either end, your end or theirs, you want somebody who can openly and honestly communicate that, even though it's hard to be vulnerable, to say, I had a great time with you, but I don't think we want the same things, or I'm actually not in a place to give you what you want right now, to be able to own their side of the equation. That will lead you to continuing to set better standards for the type of communication you are willing to accept and that you want to participate with in relationships. So what do I want? Do I want a partner who is able to do their own inner work and self-reflection, to understand their core wounds, to talk about when something is challenging or triggering for them, to be able to say when they feel a guard going up or a wall going up around their heart, and to be able to communicate, ooh, I feel myself pulling away right now, and I don't want to be doing that, but I want you to understand what's happening, and let's see if we can work through it together. And that is hard work, to practice open and honest, vulnerable communication. It's hard to practice owning our own desires, to own our own stories and our pasts and our hurts and our vulnerabilities. Can feel scary and intimidating, and it's why most people don't do it. It's easier to just ghost. That feels like the easier choice. So to call in somebody who has that standard of communication in their lives means that you have to be that person too. So while you're using it as an opportunity to get more clear on what you do want, you can also use it as an opportunity to practice your communication, to practice boundary setting, to practice being in your power. And that does not look like sending a million texts to somebody who isn't following up with you, right? When it's clear that they're not willing to communicate anymore and that they've ghosted you, you have a choice. Obviously, you can cut off contact on your own and not reach out anymore and decide to just move forward, which is usually going to be the most empowering decision. But for some people who don't have a lot of practice using your voice, you might also want to use it as an opportunity to say, this wasn't okay with me. So maybe you draft a message, or you even send a voice memo to vocally speak into this relationship, this connection that you had, how it felt and that it wasn't okay, that they left you unread, that they left you without any clarity or closure, depending on the nature of your dynamic and, you know, how long you had been connected for. Obviously, there's a lot of nuance here, but being able to say something like, hey, I get that this isn't in alignment for you. It's obviously not what you're looking for, but I thought that we shared a really nice time together, and I just wanted to let you know that it wasn't okay with me that you just cut off contact. I would have really appreciated hearing why you couldn't move forward anymore, or even just that you couldn't move forward. Having some kind of closure, some kind of goodbye would have been something that would have been nice to receive, without any expectation of them following up with you, without any expectation of getting anything from them. It's instead for you to be able to use your voice to communicate clearly, hey, there was an expectation here, and now there's disappointment. I'm having feelings about it, and I'm sharing that, and I'm letting you know where my boundary was that was crossed. And again, it's not to try to get this person back. It's more for you using your voice. So it won't be necessary in every situation, but you can tune into whether that would feel empowering for you or not. Once you've gotten clear on what old wounds is this triggering in me, how can I take a step back and get some perspective to see what I do want and how this person is actually not a reflection of what I want if they weren't willing to communicate in a healthy way? And now that I've practiced speaking my piece, the next step to deal with being ghosted is to learn to not take things personally. The hard one, but it's probably the most important step in the whole process. To realize that their actions say a lot more about them than they do about you. And it's hard, right? We do take it personally because we think like, oh, I must not have been good enough for them. Like, if I had been different, if I had been better, if I had been more attractive, then they would have liked me, then they would have chosen me, then they wouldn't have gone anywhere. And the reality is, you have no idea why they ghosted. We can assume at minimum that they ghosted because they don't have the ability to communicate openly and honestly when it feels vulnerable for them or when it feels like confrontation for them. And there's any number of reasons why that might be the case. And again, anything that we assume is just going to be an assumption and a story we tell ourselves. So rather than telling yourself the story like, oh, it must be my fault, it's all about me, why not begin to tell yourself the story that, oh, this is actually about them and where they're at and how they're not a match for what I'm looking for. They're not capable of giving me what I'm looking for, of choosing me, of meeting me where I'm at. And if they're not capable of that, then they must not be the person for me. And so maybe this wasn't about me at all. Maybe it's their own emotional capacity. And if you really struggle to not take things personally, I recommend reading the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. One of the four agreements is to not take things personally. And another one is to be impeccable with your word, which goes hand in hand with the communication principle that we talked about a moment ago. So that can be a great resource if you're looking to really drill into that message. But I think the most important thing that I try to drill in on with my clients, with the content that I share online, with anyone that I talk to who is pining over somebody who is emotionally unavailable or doesn't want what you want or hasn't chosen you, is to repeat again and again and again the following sentence until it finally starts to feel true for you. Are you ready? I do not want someone who doesn't want me. I do not want someone who doesn't want me. Learning to realize that your person, right, your soulmate, the love of your life, is going to be someone who chooses you back. So often we pursue people who are not reciprocating, who are not pursuing us with equal enthusiasm and care and love and attention. And we've made up these stories in our minds about how they're our soulmate and how we have so much in common and have never felt this way before. But the truth is, your soulmate, your person, the person that you choose to or are meant to be in partnership with, is someone who will choose you back, who will make it clear how they feel about you, who will make it known, who will not disappear on you or ghost you or make you wonder where you stand with them. Your person is someone who wants you back. Okay. It can take some time to get that. I really struggled with that lesson for a long time. I thought about the what ifs, like, oh, what if they're just not ready now, but they'll change their mind later? And if I just can give them time and space to change their mind, then we'll end up together. And I pined over the wrong people for a lot longer than I should have because I didn't believe that I was worthy of somebody who wanted me back and had that reciprocity and was ready for the kind of love I wanted, emotionally available. And so I had to be in the practice of letting go over and over and over again, being willing to let go of the people who were not for me. And when I was deeply in that pattern and trying to come out of it and learning that, okay, somebody who ghosts me, somebody who doesn't choose me, someone who's not willing to commit to me, that can't be my person. When I was trying to convince myself of that, I actually wrote a poem that I shared on TikTok a while back that really resonated with people. And it was about this idea of letting go being a daily practice. It's not just like I set that boundary once. I say, I don't want someone who doesn't want me. And then I feel that way forever. It was something that I had to choose every day. I had to come back to again and again and again as I was building my self-worth and really working on my relationship with myself. And so I'm going to read that poem here just in case it is something you're curious to hear or it might resonate with you. And to remind you that if you have that feeling that I keep having to make this decision, it's like some part of me knows that I'm worth more, but then I fall back into wanting that person to like me and wanting their validation and like waiting by the phone for a text from them. That if you feel that way, you are not alone in feeling that way. I promise you that. So I like creative writing and I've actually never shared it here on the podcast, I don't think, but I think I might start to do more of it because I like putting together words in this way. So this one was called Letting Go is a Daily Practice. Here goes. I'm letting go of him today, the one who was never able to choose me. I let go of him yesterday too, and many days before. Because even though I know I shouldn't want someone who doesn't want me, the truth is, I do. And so letting go is a daily practice. to feel that urge in me that says, reach out. Maybe he'll change his mind. Maybe there's more you can do to prove your worth. To feel that and then acknowledge that it's really just a symptom of an ancient wound, of which the only way forward is through. So I don't reach out today, and I won't reach out tomorrow, because every time I choose to let him be, the choice I'm really making is finally me. So that's letting go as a daily practice. I have that poem on its own as a standalone on my TikTok. So if it resonated and you want to watch yourself as a reminder regularly, you can go save that video over there. And I hope that it did resonate, because that line at the end, that when you're letting someone go, the choice you're really making is yourself. That's what my work is all about. You've heard me talk about this idea of choosing yourself, and I'll continue to talk about it a lot more, because little subtle hint, sneak preview here, that happens to be a big part about what my book is about that's coming out next year. Spoiler alert. For those of you who are following me on social media, you saw that announcement about my book, and I can't give you all the details yet, but I will give you that much, that the power of building a relationship with yourself is something that will sustain you for the rest of your life. And it's a skill that no one can ever take away from you. It's a love that no one can ever take away from you. And it's something that I'm so grateful that I got the opportunity to learn and build within myself, and really only got there because of all the guys that I so badly wanted to choose me, and realized that in pursuing them, I was abandoning myself. So when you've been ghosted, when you've been broken up with, when you have been rejected or abandoned and it hurts, let it hurt, but use it as an opportunity to come back home to yourself, to get clear on where you were abandoning yourself for the sake of trying to get this person to choose you. And maybe you weren't. Maybe you showed up as your most healthy, expressed, authentic self, and they left anyways, and they didn't communicate anyways. And that hurts, because you were putting yourself out there, and you've done the inner work. And sometimes we might have to go through a few of those before we get to the person who can hold our heart respectfully and tenderly and with care. And I hope that you keep your heart open in the process of going through pain and heartbreak, and navigating challenges like getting ghosted and like going through breakups. It's something that is so important to me, because I really do believe that love is why we're here. And obviously it's what I teach about. And if you are curious to have resources to dive deeper, if you're going through a breakup or any sort of heartbreak, I have a self-guided course that came out this year called Break Open. It's a 6-week course that combines some coaching and some somatic practices and journal prompts to help you navigate a breakup while getting clearer on who you are and what you want, and being able to keep your heart open in the process. And I'm going to be adding a module in there on navigating situationship breakups as well. So it's not in there yet, but when you join, you get lifetime access to all current and future content that I will add to that portal. So you can check it out. You'll also get access to all my bundled masterclasses. I am adding all of them in there. So my attachment healing masterclasses, creating space for healthy love, all the workshops that I've done in the past that normally you'd have to buy on their own, they're going to be included in there for free. So if you're looking for something self-guided in matters of the heart, that's a great place to start. And if you're somebody who is like, I'm ready to go all in, I'm ready to show up for myself in a big way and really build a relationship with myself and experience self-love and self-worth for the first time and heal and resolve old relationship patterns for good and childhood trauma and relational wounds for good, then I invite you to apply to Awaken Love. It's my 12-week group program that is so, so special to me, that I run twice a year, and the next round starts in April. And it's honestly the most transformative experience that I offer. The women who go through it come out the other side completely different and so much more at home within themselves than they ever were before. And I get so emotional, honestly, talking about it every time, because it really is such a special thing to see these women come together and heal in connection and community, and going through the process of learning new somatic practices and subconscious healing practices. So I combine coaching and somatic and holistic therapy and one-on-one work and group work, and lots of really incredible things in there. I am going to include the links for both the Break Open course and Awaken Love below, and I'm offering a little special for those of you who do join this round of Awaken Love in April. I'm going to gift you the Break Open course as a bonus, completely free. It's normally $3.99, and you're going to get that one for free. And as another bonus, if you're joining the Awaken Love April round, you are going to get the opportunity to bundle this round of the program with my upcoming somatic healing retreat in Ireland this July. So we're going to get to meet in person. You are going to get the opportunity to really dive deep into transformation, crack your heart wide open, feel more connected to your body and safer in your emotions, to let go of some things. We're going to do some beautiful release ceremonies there, a lot of beautiful movement through yoga and somatic movement and breath work and meditation and guided journaling workshops. I've got so much good stuff planned for you guys. So if you decide to bundle Awaken Love and the retreat, you'll get an added discount. And you can also just come to the retreat on its own as well. So all that will be linked in the show notes. You can email me or DM me if you are curious to learn more, and get on my calendar for a free intro call so I can answer any questions that you might have about it. Know that I pour my whole heart and soul into the work that I do, and I treat your story and your lived experience with so much care and tenderness. And I care so much about helping you heal and giving you the tools and resources to be able to come home to yourself and feel supported and using those tools moving forward. So like I said, if you're curious to learn more, reach out to me. I can also give you some stories of the women who have gone through the program. I just had a recent round of graduates who have all shared really beautiful stories and testimonials with me, so you can get a feel for what your experience would be like. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, I appreciate when you share the love. If you leave a rating and review, it helps me get the word out there and get these messages and tools and resources in front of more people. If you know a friend who's been ghosted recently and would benefit from hearing this, send the episode link to them. Share it on social media, tag me. I love hearing from you guys when things resonate. If you have questions that you want me to answer on the podcast, reach out to me and let me know, because this one was a submission from social media. So you never know, I might do a whole episode just for you. And as always, thank you for listening. Until next time, have a happy, healthy, and love-filled day.